Bob Pickrell moved to Ketchikan a few years before the ferry system started up. Once it began, it became a part of his life as a writer, newspaper man, timber advocate, and political leader. He remembers what travel was like before the ferries arrived.
The only mode of transportation into Ketchikan was landing on Annette Island, which is 25 miles away on an Indian reservation, getting into either a Grumman Goose or a PBY to fly over and land on the water in Ketchikan, which scared the heck out of a lot of people when they saw the water cascading beside their window.
The Ketchikan resident was a leader in Wally Hickel's 1990 campaign for governor. He remembers chartering the ferry Columbia so he could bring supporters to the inaugural ball in Juneau.
We lined up 200 people in Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg, and we had the boat all to ourselves for four. It was for ours for 4 days. We took off with the big band. This was the big jazz band, Glenn Miller type music and the like, that was also, we talked while he ended, taking up with us to play at his inaugural ball. And left in the evening, arrived in Juneau the next morning after picking up passengers in Wrangell and Petersburg. And the contingent, the governor and others came. We had a reception aboard, and it remained our hostel.
Pickrell says it was a comfortable arrangement until it came time for the formal celebration.
We moored at the dock, and the boat went up and down, but the dock didn't. So just about the time you were supposed to head for the inaugural ball, if you weren't aboard ship, forget it. You couldn't get back around the gangway because the ship was just not in a position now by reason of tide. So our tuxes and everything remained aboard, and we red rubber booted to the inaugural ball. And in Alaska, nobody cares.
Pickrell, now 83, ran a monthly regional newspaper with a section called Fairy Tales. One of his favorites came from a purser. He can't remember the ship or the name, watching a passenger behaving oddly.
It was a particularly hot day, and it was warm. These ships are warm. And this purser was watching this guy with his black garbage bag, and he was near the doorway. And he saw this guy run outside, and then he'd run back inside. And then a little while later, he'd run outside again with his black garbage sack, and then he'd run back in. He finally figured out the guy was running out, filling it up with air, and running back, trying to make his stateroom cooler. And that's a true story.
That's Bob Pickrell, a retired Ketchikan newspaper man, timber advocate, and political leader. With Kelly Birkinshaw in the Malaspina, this is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.